And welcome, everybody, to episode 631 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold will be along here shortly.
You know, if you think about it, though, they're correcting a problem they had with the Potato Head toy from the very beginning. The very fact that you could put anything on it anyway.
Well, yeah, but there was a Mr. and then there was a Mrs. Potato Head after
that.
Yeah,
because that toy is old and so are the ideas in that time.
Yeah. Lots to talk about today. On today's show, we're going to crown the greatest SNES game of all time. We've got a couple rounds to go. I think we're down to 8 games, Eric. There's some fantastic matchups. It's going to be really difficult for us to determine. We'll also tell you guys what the poll is for next month's tournament. So you guys are going to want to stick around for that. We've got all the usual news. I've got a few reviews. Just all kinds of goodness. So without further ado, Eric, why don't we do this?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, we've got a bunch of Final Fantasy news. Go first. And first is Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis, which we talked about before, but now we actually know what it is. But it's coming to mobile in 2022, and it is a episodic chapter-based single-player game covering the whole of the Final Fantasy VII timeline, including events, the original game, and the compilation titles, like Before Crisis, Crisis Core, Dirge of Cerberus.
So it's going to be a more cohesive story. So basically,
The overworld looks all like the original Final Fantasy VII, only with much better character models.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, I'm with you though.
And they're still chibi, but like when you get into battles, it looks all a lot like the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Yeah,
but it's still turn based.
Yeah, I like that. So basically, this is going to be Final Fantasy VII with a bunch of extras.
This is the remake for people who didn't like the shift to action RPG.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, and I'm expecting this to hit consoles probably, I don't know, late this year, next year, sometime. You know, so
if it's coming out in 2022. And they're doing it episodic. It's not going to come out until even after that.
Okay.
Definitely not this year.
If you're like me and you prefer the traditional turn-based goodness of the old school games, then this is going to probably be the version that pleases you the most. I played the demo for Final Fantasy VII Remake, and I liked what I played, Eric. I thought it was okay. I mean, I mean the turn to action RPGs, everybody's doing that, so you know.
Well, to be fair, Final Fantasy VII Remake isn't so much a remake of FF7. It's a sequel to FF7 because it implies, because it assumes you have played the original before, and that's why there's stuff like Zack surviving his fight at the end of Crisis Core and stuff.
Yeah. MXT is talking about potheads in chat and saying that he has to go on eBay and buy all the potheads.
Mr. Pothead. Yeah.
Mr.
Or just pothead.
Yeah. Looks like Bernie's in chat and Rubber Slayer is in chat. Welcome, Rubber Slayer. Bernie says, chat is fun. Drive the guys bananas. That's what she always likes to do. So there you go. Okay, next story. Another Final Fantasy story coming to us from RPGsite.net. And that is Final Fantasy VII Remake's Definitive Edition is coming to PS5 June 10th. And I think they call it Intergrade. Is that confirmed, Eric, that it's a Definitive Edition? Because I
don't know why they're calling it that when it's got its own name.
Yeah, it's kind of a different. Does it include the base game and the extra?
Yeah, there is a SKU that has the base game, and then you get the DLC with it, I guess. And then there's a version where you can just do an upgrade path from the PS4 version if you already have it, and then buy the DLC.
Yeah, And I know Final Fantasy VII is going to be free for Plus members, but that is not going to be upgradable to the PS5, to the chagrin of people like me. That kind of sucks.
Oh, well, you can play it for a while, and if you like it, then you can just buy it cheap on Amazon now, because I think it goes for like $30.
Yeah.
And the DLC is probably going to be closer to $20.
Yeah. I think I'll wait for the PS5 version to drop in price, and I'll just purchase that. But do your saves, like if you play the...
Yeah, there's save transfers.
Okay, well, that's cool. That's all I needed.
I thought you said you watched it. You weren't paying attention.
No, I did watch it, man. But there was, I mean, there was a deluge of information, man. I can't keep everything straight.
I was looking at my phone, too, and I still remembered.
Yeah, well, we're different people, man. I've had carbon monoxide poisoning and other shit in my life. So, all right.
That was also many years ago.
So what? Does it make the damage any less, Eric?
No. Just saying, couldn't you recover a little bit?
There's no
time?
Recovering from it, Eric. Mm-hmm. There's no recovering. When your brain gets fucked up by carbon monoxide poisoning, you don't regain brain cells. Those brain cells never recover. They never get better. You once it's damaged, it's damaged. I mean, that's mm-hmm. it. All right, what do we got next? Another Final Fantasy story?
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII, The First Soldier, which, is a mobile-based battle royale game.
Yeah.
That says it all, really.
You know, I did look at this, though, Eric, and it looked pretty for being a mobile game, right? This a mobile game? It looks...
Mobile devices are pretty strong, though.
Yeah, you're right, and this looks good. I mean, I'm not a battle royale guy, but, I mean... The line is getting blurred between consoles and mobile, to be honest with you, Eric. I mean, I know there's a little ways to go mobile, but it's slow. I mean, it's very rapidly catching up to consoles. So this looks good. I mean, it's Final Fantasy. It's a battle royale. What else do you want, I guess? I mean, if you're into that type of thing. I personally won't be playing this, but I could see this being big in Japan and, you know, I don't know. It might take a life of its own here. Who knows? All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Not really.
Okay. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. And it is, as soon as my link decides to pop up here, Sci-Fi social deduction RPG Nausea launches for Nintendo Switch on March 4. So Playism announced that. It's going to be priced at $24.99. It originally released in Japan for the Vita in 2019, followed by a Nintendo Switch port. And, you know, there's a little bit of gameplay here. It looks okay, you know. I mean, what can you say? So, there you go. Anything? Let's see. There's okay, so there's a couple of things. Crew of a drifting spaceship facing off against a mysterious and deadly threat known as the Gnosia, and having no idea who among them is really the enemy, so it's kind of got a thing vibe going for it. It's kind of a visual novel, more than anything, so that's cool. Can I run the game on my N-Gage, MXT says.
Which game?
This one.
The Final Fantasy game? No.
Gnosia. doubtful, MXT. So there you go. So there's like time loops and stuff like that. So it's an interesting visual novel concept for sure. I'm sure.
I want to pick that up, but there's so much other stuff I want to get first.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Eric, you're up next.
I mean, I could contact Playism about it, but again, I'll probably do that once I have time.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll have plenty of codes because they seem to be able to do that. Like, you can just ask for a code, like, months later.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
But next we've got Mortal Shell Enhanced Edition, which is a free upgrade for those who already have the original on either platform, for PS4 or the Xbox One. PC version already was good, so that doesn't need any improvements.
Yeah, it looks like Freak 5 just joined chat. What's up, Freak 5?
But you need a good freak for PC. So if you don't have a good PC, this is a better alternative for you.
Yeah.
But it's going to get 4K resolution, 60 frames, high quality textures, audio improvements, and full DualSense capabilities on the PS4, 5, I mean.
Okay, that's cool. That's nice to know.
And if you, well, it's kind of disappointing that the Series S version of the game still only play at 30 frames.
Yeah,
and 4K, so I'm disappointed there's no performance option, so you don't have to play in 4K. You get 1080p 60.
Well, it is an S, Eric, so it doesn't have the horsepower that the X or PS5 has for sure. Anything else on that?
Which is weird, because I think the S can't even do 4K, and that was one of the things about it.
What, that it can?
That it can't do 4K.
I thought it could do 4K.
I don't know what it's why it's saying 4K 30fps.
That's
maybe it lets you upscale, but maybe.
I think it is capable of 4K, Eric. I think the thing with is that they need like there's lesser horsepower on that system, so you can't do the ambient lighting and ray tracing and shit like that.
I was almost convinced that it wasn't going to do.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, anything else on that, Eric?
I'm curious to jump back in because playing at 30 was kind of
Yeah, yeah. Playing anything in 30 frames is kind of meh.
I mean, that game in particular.
Yeah. I mean,
there's just something about the camera work in that game that just doesn't feel right in 30.
I think we're done with 30 frames for the most part, Eric. I think the new norm is going to be 60 and then go up from there. And that's the way it should be. I mean, I've been railing against that for how long now? I mean, the fucking Dreamcast was doing that years and years ago.
I've seen Distortion play 60 frames for that game for his, like, shellless runs where you don't get a shell, and it's basically one hit death mode because your guy is so weak at that point, and one hit will basically kill you.
Yeah. Okay.
It runs so much better at 60.
Oh yeah. I mean, almost every game that goes from 30 to 60. I mean, did you see that Bloodborne mod that makes it 60? It's fantastic, man. It looks good. I wish they would just get an official patch for that, you know, uncap the frame rate, make it 60, and be good to go on the PS5, you know. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
Not really, that's it.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Free-to-play RPG, Another Eden, The Cat Beyond Time and Space, that's a mouthful, launches for Steam this spring. And there's a little game overview here. Modern yet classic RPG transcending space and time. Epic story across the antiquity, present, and future from master storyteller Masato Kato from Chrono Trigger. So that's strong. Including the main theme written by Mitsuda Yasunori, an original soundtrack with over 60 songs performed by orchestras and folk instruments. So that's kind of neat. Turn-based RPG and something to look forward to. It's going to be on the Switch soon. So there you go.
It says Steam, not Switch.
Yeah, but they have Switch listed here too. So I'm sure that'll be coming soon. I don't know exactly when, but it'll.
It was announced 2 years ago, so it hasn't happened yet. So I wonder what's going on there.
I don't know. That's interesting, but they do have mobile, PC, and
I'm guessing
Switch.
They're doing the PC port first.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Anthem Next is dead now.
I didn't even know it was
a story. That was the name of their relaunch of the game. But they're not doing that anymore. But service for the normal Anthem is still going to continue, but no one's playing it anyway.
I was going to say, is anybody still playing Anthem? Like, I thought that was DOA, man. Like,
no, oh, this is definitely DOA.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't even get made first.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's so weird. I mean, it's not surprising. That was a huge disappointment for BioWare.
I don't even know if I want the next Dragon Age from BioWare.
I do.
Or Mass Effect, because I don't think they're capable of making good games anymore.
Ah, you might be right, Eric. You might be right. They might have lost it, man. They might have lost their edge, and they're a good one, so.
And I'm like actually coming to the opinion that they weren't actually never good, and they only had a handful of titles that were like that people ended up liking.
You could pretty much say that about almost any studio, my friend. Nobody.
I think after the Baldur's Gate games, no, even back then, they had issues that some people wouldn't forgive today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's sad to see companies like BioWare who were, I mean, even if you didn't like them, they're a giant, man, and they're just not producing much good of anything. Anthem was a huge disappointment, and if you guys remember, like, I was excited for Anthem. I thought it was going to be cool. I thought it was going to be like a sci-fi superhero epic, you know, like, but without the superheroes, just you going around flying and taking care of business and doing missions, and it just didn't turn out that way. So there you go. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Action RPG Pascal's Wager Definitive Edition launches for Steam on March 12th. Looks like it's also mobile. So it's only $20, so that's not bad.
Well, that's where it started, and this is a port of that.
Gotcha. $20 with a 10% launch discount, so that's not too bad at all. You get it for like $18 right now. Originally released for iOS January of last year, and June on the Androids of last year. So there'll be a definitive edition which will include all the content, including an expansion pack and costume sets. So not a bad price, $20. So there you go. Trying to see if there's anything else. So it's just, wow, it sold 1 million copies. One of the best-selling games originating in China. So this is a Chinese game. So that's kind of unusual. But there you go. So that's cool. It looks good, man. I mean, you know, wondering if this is going to reach consoles anytime soon. So it looks good. Looks cool. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2 has been delayed till next year.
Yeah, this is probably good news.
It says Paradox Interactive releases 2020 year end report, which the company reveals that the game has been delayed out of 2021. It's no longer being developed by Heartsuit Labs. Follows the lead of removal of lead narrative designer Brian Mitsuda and creative director Kai Clooney. Collaboration with a quote-unquote new studio partner has been made to finish work on the game, although no details or further details have been given. While Paradox as a whole reported increased profits and revenues year after year, year over year, the pandemic has negatively affected some games' development in addition to the struggles that the game has already appeared to be facing.
How long are they going to be able to use the excuse of the pandemic, Eric? You know, there have been plenty of developers that got games done during the pandemic, so I don't buy the excuse. So, you know, maybe they had some creative difference. I mean, that I can buy that more than I can buy anything else. There's some bullshit happening here, and I don't know whose bullshit it is. It's probably Heartsuit Labs, and it's deeply disappointing because Vampire the Masquerade was, you know, that's a fun game, so... Still not a lot of info. I'd like to know the skinny on this, though, for sure. Anything else on this, Eric?
Not really.
Okay, next story comes to us from Silicon Era, and it involves the 3DS. Nintendo will no longer repair 3DS and 3DS XL after March in Japan. So if you have a 3DS and need to get it repaired, you might want to get it repaired sooner than later because, I mean... Nintendo in Japan's not going to support fixing them, and I'm sure the United States will soon follow after that. So, and it's a good system. The 3DS is a great system, so I still have mine. I haven't played on it for a while, but
so I've been getting back into mine because I'm worried that mine's gonna die out at some point.
Yeah, I know, man. It's like,
and I need to grab a Japanese 3DS or some secondary 3DS and then mod it so I can play either or.
Yeah. Okay, what do we got next, Eric?
We've got The Evil King and the Good Hero, which is a very standard name, but it's a very tale-like name for a game.
Yeah.
But that makes sense considering its pedigree. But this is Nippon FG's next game following The Liar Princess and The Blind Prince.
Yeah.
And it's got a hand-drawn storybook aesthetic. And you play as a little girl named Yu who lives in the lonely woods of King Dragon. And he regaled her with tales of the good hero who defeated the evil king. And then she was inspired later in life to become the hero, I guess. And, of course, the King Dragon was the evil king.
Yeah, it looks really pretty. Looks like it's a traditional turn-based, too, which is cool. So
I think it's more of a... I don't think it's an RPG. I think it's more of a adventure game, like the last couple games they did.
You could have fooled me through gameplay, because it looks like turn-based RPG. I don't know if there's any... like a leveling up system or anything like that, but it looks turn-based, like, you know, one for one. So I don't know for sure, Eric, but it looks good. I mean, hand-drawn from what I've seen. So anything else on that, Eric?
Not really. We don't know anything about an international release or whatever.
Okay. Well, hopefully that comes stateside because it's definitely unique and looks good. You know what else looks good? Bloodborne. But you know what doesn't look good, Eric? Producers leaving SIE Japan. And that's coming straight from SiliconEra.com. Bloodborne producer Masaki Yamagiwa announces departure from SIE Japan.
I think this is shortly after he stepped down from position there.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, hello, Grinders. What's up, Freak 5? Brake will be joining us shortly, I believe. He said he would be late today. So... I don't think this is totally unexpected, to be honest with you, Eric. Once he stepped down, what kind of role?
Sony Tokyo Studios hasn't really been, or Japan Studios hasn't really been making anything lately. And Sony, in their stupidly dumb infinite wisdom, says it's because their games aren't making money. But
bullshit.
The reality of the situation is they haven't been promoting them.
Either that or they're not making the amount of money that they want. That I know these games are making
money.
They're
not making all the monies.
Right.
They want AAA game money, but that's insanity if you ask me.
Yeah, it's capitalism at its finest. It's weird that it reaches into Japan and
I mean, I know that PS4 didn't sell nearly as much as it did elsewhere in for Japan, but that doesn't mean you could stop game development there.
I know.
And Sony's, please support your developers and your platforms, because look what you did with the PSP and the Vita.
I know, man. Those systems were...
As soon as things got... quote-unquote tough for you, you just dropped it like a sack of hammers.
They dropped it like it's hot, man. I mean, what can you say? For sure.
Instead of, trying to workshop and trying to make it work.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised, looks like Lemon Juices 12 is in chat. What's up, Lemon Juices? I think I said Rubber Slayer already, so welcome on in, everybody. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, and it involves Pokemon. Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Pokemon Shining Pearl launching for the Switch in 2021. These are obviously remakes of Diamond and Pearl, right, Eric?
Yeah. The weird thing is that they're not being made by Game Freak.
Yeah.
But I think the reason for that will become clear with the next article.
Okay. They're probably working on another Pokemon title, but ILCA is working on this one. So, and they were behind Pokemon Home. So that's kind of cool.
Which I don't think they've ever made a game before, so this is an easy title for them to like get their feet wet.
Okay, no worries. All right then. All right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is Pokemon Legends Arceus, which is the Pokemon open world game everybody's always wanted.
Yeah,
maybe,
hopefully.
Some Pokemon fans are stupid and they're like, "Oh, it's a Breath of the Wild ripoff," or "Meh, the game looks rough and bad. And we haven't played it yet, and it's still in development." But we're stupid moron fans that don't know understand things.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get Breakman.
But I'm going to describe it a little. But yeah. Apparently it takes place in Agent Sinnoh, which is another region of Japan. Because like the first four generations of Pokemon all took place on the different islands of Japan. Yeah.
I'm here.
Wow. You're here,
anyways,
Breakman.
That would be Johto, Kanto, and then Hoenn, and then Sinnoh and Hoenn in particular are named after the other two islands, but Johto and Kanto are actual regions of Japan.
Breakman, you're here. What's up, man?
I knew I wouldn't get any fanfare, so I had to make my own.
Well, I was going to give you fanfare. I was waiting for Eric to finish, man, but geez, man, that was quite an entrance you made there, Break. How you doing, man?
I'm here.
I think you planned this perfectly.
So did you... Were you shopping for a new harmonica, and that's why you were late?
Yeah, probably, man. Anything else on this, Eric?
Anyways, it's supposed to be an action RPG, and you actually physically catch the Pokemon with your Pokeball. You sneak up on them and you throw a Pokeball.
Yeah, that's kind of a neat little
You're twist. Mine, bitch!
I know.
And when you get into fights, I'm guessing like the face buttons will each do one of the moves.
Yeah. It looks pretty.
And then the R, L, and R probably swap your Pokemon out on the fly.
I will say it looks pretty. What's it called? Arceus? Arceus?
Arceus.
Okay. Yeah, it looks pretty.
There's something to do with this game.
Yeah. Early 2022, it looks like. So there you go.
But the weird thing is the starters are all starters from various generations. There's Rowlet from Sun and Moon. There's Cyndaquil from the second generation. And then there's Oshawott from Black and White.
Yeah. All right. That's the news. And Breakman, you timed it perfectly. You missed the entire news. So
sweet, because good. They aren't loading. Oh, here, just starting to load now.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, Homie Discounts still got the PS Plus deal. That PlayStation has a new sale. There's too many games to list. Also, they did list all the new March PlayStation Plus games. It's going to be the this is kind of cool, but in a way, kind of not cool. But the earlier we talked about Final Fantasy VII. Well, you're going to be able to get that for free. The only thing is you will not be able to get the PS5 upgrade with the PS Plus version, which kind of sucks. But at least you be, like people like
I'll
me.
Treat it more like a demo.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But a full game demo, which is kind of cool. So kind of disappointing, but still kind of exciting at the same time. Farpoint, which is a VR game, it's an early VR game, is going to be given for free in March. Remnant from the Ashes, which is apparently a really good co-op game, and Maquette, which is a puzzle game. So fairly strong PlayStation Plus lineup. I don't know the lineup for the Game Pass on.
Games of Gold is garbage, really.
Yeah.
The only worthwhile game is Metal Slug 3, and not a lot of people are going to care about that.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, should I play your music?
No.
Okay, nothing this week. Nobody sent Breakman a question.
But I think after February and January, I think we deserved a shit month for Gold.
Yeah, it was.
They can't be consistently good all the time.
Yeah, Control was a good giveaway, but the problem was is they just put it on sale. I bought it, and of course they give you the fucking definitive edition on.
I think the one on Game Pass is only the base control game for Xbox One, which kind of sucks.
Freak 5 says teabagging Pokemon. Yeah, there you go. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Breakman?
I played some games, yeah.
What games have you been playing?
I played Haven a bit more. I got one of the endings. I know there's at least two. It's a heavily story-driven game. It is, to me, it's a game finally made for adults. Like, an actual adult game.
A mature game for mature audiences rather than an immature game for mature audiences.
Right. Exactly. Like, this isn't immature in any way. The game isn't done in, except for, I mean, they do, like, role-playing. There are a couple, and sometimes they'll do goofy role-playing, and they do funny, stupid shit that, you know, couples do when they're alone type stuff. I really enjoy that aspect of it. It is, as far as, like, gameplay, it's way different from anything I've ever really played. The RPG element of it, the combat, for instance, is each stick controls one of your people. Huh. So it's like you gotta be, pat your head and rub your stomach at the same time type thing.
Oh, yeah. That
you gotta have some manual dexterity.
Yeah. And,
but it's not hard at all. I already beat it once, and I'm gonna play it again and playing it because I'm enjoying it. I also beat Dead Rising one playthrough.
Okay.
I got the worst ending possible, so I'm just gonna keep going at it. I just really care. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna play it because I get tired of going through the same scenes over and over again. Yeah. I wish you could skip them. You can skip like the photography and shit, but I don't see how you.
I wonder if they fixed that in the PS4 release of Dead Rising and the PC release because it makes sense for them to like patch in and stuff like that later, but you're playing the PS360 version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Xbox One remaster version.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. I didn't know that they remastered it because it was already on the 360.
Yeah, I know. I played it originally when it was on the 360, and I enjoyed it, and I was playing it again. And I'm just, I played through all these before, and now I have to keep playing through them again. Like the whole beginning of it, where the old lady opens up and lets get her dog because she's a stupid ass and let all the zombies in. Why do I have to keep doing this scene again? I've already done it. I mean, I can skip the cutscene, but I can't just skip past that scene entirely. Like the whole, I have to fight zombies now. Like, why can't I just skip past this part to the
kind of like skipping in the intro of a game or something entirely.
Right. Exactly like that. Nope. Don't get any of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much longer I'll play it. I'm just going to keep getting stronger. Just I might get to a point where I'm just killing zombies and that's the only thing I care about, and then I'll probably quit.
Yeah. That's a quality of life feature people would like for the Skyward Sword HD. Can we just skip the intro sequence?
Yeah. What else you been playing, Break?
Have I been playing anything else? Oh yeah, I did play Streets of Rage 4, which is fucking badass.
I heard that game's really good, man.
I was surprised. Like, this is one of the best brawlers I've played in a while. Fucking Streets of Rage 4 is bad fucking ass.
Yeah. I reviewed it.
Yeah.
No one reads my reviews.
Sorry.
They read your reviews. They just don't.
I think
don't
it's
listen to the
Twitter
show.
Is a bad place to just put your information out because no one's gonna bother.
Maybe
it might be. Yeah, I agree.
But I post on Facebook, and it still doesn't help.
I don't like Facebook. Facebook is a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. I hate Facebook. I have a Facebook page, but I never use it.
Exactly. I use, like, every once in a while, somebody messages me, and I just, okay.
I think what I need to just buckle down and make a Discord server for RP Grinders and then post there.
Yeah, maybe.
That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all, to be honest.
Then I'd have to constantly update it, and then somebody pay me, I'll do it.
Yeah,
Frank,
pay. The check's in the mail, Eric. Uh-huh. Check's in the mail.
No, I'm talking like I need more Patreons to get incentivized to do that.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Eric. Break. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, you're up.
I've been playing more Bravely Second nearing the end of that game on Chapter 6. I didn't get it done in time for... that's messed up. I don't know why Final Fantasy 7's on my list, but...
Alright. What else, Eric? You can change that later, dude.
Yours.
No, it's not mine. What else, Eric?
Other than that, I've been playing Neo 2 Remastered.
Yeah. I've heard mixed things about Neo 2. Some technical issues with that game on the PS5, Eric. Have you noticed
anything? It's fine enough if you play on quality mode, which is just a standard
mode. Can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah, go right ahead. Now,
you're saying like quality issues. That actually reminds me, Dead Rising has had some very bad bugs. I did a recording of one where it was just one of the characters was completely cut in half and it was just his legs running around.
I don't know what you mean by issues, but you're talking about what Digital Foundry was referring to.
No.
There would be some odd hitches in certain parts of the game, but they're few and far between. It's mostly stable game.
Yeah, yeah. But I heard it wasn't as good as Neo 1, like on the PS5, like as far as like frame rates, dropping frames, hitches, stuff like that. So that's what I was referring to. But
yeah,
not...
and I just said those hitches are not frequent enough for it to be a real problem, but it is worth noting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
Just those two.
All right.
I did play Neptunia Virtual Stars for a bit, but I haven't really played enough to tell you anything more than that.
All right.
It's other than the fact that it's a mediocre third-person shooter, and I think the reason it's such a mediocre game is because most of the budget went towards paying for the VTuber licensors.
Yeah.
Because those are actual VTuber clips of actual VTubers you get to see.
Okay.
But, and I think they actually play a role in the story, and there's tons of voice acting, so there wasn't much room for a game left after that.
Yeah. Okay.
Quality game.
Yeah. I've been playing MPQ, and I did play and beat Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. I know that's a blast from the past. Would that come out in 2013, 2014, something like that? But I did beat it. I know I'm late to the party on that game, and I might as well go right into...
RP Grinders reviews.
Brake, did you have any reviews this week?
Not really, unless we wanted to do that one TV show that we keep promising people to review.
Yeah,
updated your list since you last had updated.
Okay,
you still have Eternal on there in 35.
All right. I'll fix it now.
Yeah, we're gonna do
that after the show.
Break. We're gonna do that after I do a couple of other reviews. If you don't mind holding off for just a second.
I didn't know if you still wanted to do it or not.
Yeah, I do. I definitely want. I left it on the doc just because. Eric, I didn't see any reviews, so I'll go ahead and get into my reviews. Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. I can see where the time, it was pretty mind-blowing, like 2013, not too long ago, but so far away that, can't even remember that year, to be honest with you. But it's a good game. I don't know what came out first, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition or Uncharted. I believe Uncharted might have come out just before this one, the first Uncharted. But it I don't know which game apes off of the other game. If Tomb Raider aped off of...
I'm pretty sure Tomb Raider aped off of Uncharted.
Eric, it kind of...
But the thing is, Uncharted aped off of the original Tomb Raider anyway, so...
No, I understand that, but a lot of, like, the camera angles, like... To me, the camera angles were a lot like Gears 5, like that in close, tight shot, like when you're walking and stuff. Wyland says, after an eternity, I guess all the years start to blur together. How dare you, Wyland? Wyland's trying to like get exiled as he walks on in to chat. Well, it worked. You're exiled, Wyland. Jeez. Damn it. Anyways, so yeah, I think I agree with you, Eric. I think Uncharted came out first. Commander Roots in chat too, by the way, and Lemon Juices 12 came back into chat, so welcome back in.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Tomb Raider is 2007, and Uncharted was 06.
Yeah, yeah, so this is definitely taking a lot from Uncharted. You know, it's got a little bit of repetitiveness to it, but it was fun to, like, search out tombs and get extra stuff. The only problem that I got a couple of problems with this, with the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. One is some of the repetition, and I hate those waves of enemies parts where like you're coming to a choke point, and then you know you have a bunch of enemies that you got to kill before you move on, and it seems like they never end. And I can't stand. I wish people would get away from that type of gameplay, unless you're going to do something.
And I don't remember, like, many people.
I think you're forgetting
how
old this
game is. I think they're all animals,
aren't
they?
No, Break, they were people for sure. There were, I mean, I don't know how else to get around those sections other than to just, you know.
It's already, like, a 15-year-old game at this point.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's and they've definitely upped their game since then. But I don't know if I haven't played the other one, so I don't know if they do the same type of thing where you're just killing enemy after enemy, like an Uncharted. Like you would get to these choke points where there would be a set of enemies, and then you beat that set of enemies, and another wave comes in, and then another wave, and you know, like 3-4 waves of enemies before you could move on. And it's more annoying than anything. It doesn't prove how good you are at gaming or anything like that. It's just there to suck a little bit of time and become a false set piece. So
I don't know. I think you just explained every first person shooter ever made.
No, because like there's some innovative things. I was gonna tell you.
but they are all basically boiled down to go to a room, clear the enemies, yeah. Move forward.
Yeah, no, I know I understand what you're saying, Break, but it's like. Like in these action type games, like it's kind of jarring because like you'll get to a certain point and
there's a lot of enemies you can just stealth kill though.
Yeah, well, not really in Tomb Raider or in Uncharted, to be honest. The first Uncharted.
At the end of Tomb Raider, yeah, it just has, it becomes a shoot fest. But
the other thing I didn't like about this one is like you're on an island and you don't even know why you're there or it doesn't really explain that at all throughout the whole game. It's like that you kind of know what's there, but you don't, I mean, why was Lara with all these people? Like, I have no idea who these people are in relation to Lara and they don't go into it.
From what I could tell, she was there on an expedition.
Yeah. I mean, that's obvious, but,
and then they got shipwrecked because the island has a natural defense system that just creates thunderstorms, I think.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that's part of the plot of the game, but, I mean, who are these people? Like, maybe in the other games they explain it, but all in all,
that's
I think
kind
it's
the kind of plot that only works in video games and cartoons.
Yeah, exactly, man. I mean, it's good. I mean, it's not a terrible game by any stretch, so I mean, you know, other than it being like having some Gears of War moments and Uncharted moments, I mean, it's fine on its own, and it's, I mean, no character development with Laura, you know, that much. I mean, I didn't expect too much, but, I mean, it is what it is. I give it a solid 7 out of 10. It's definitely worth checking out, Tomb Raider. It's super cheap now. Yeah, I think you can pick it up for, like, $5, the Definitive Edition. It's a fine adventure. The only other problem that I got with it is that I can't get the Platinum because there's a bunch of multiplayer trophies on it. So that's just not going to happen for me. So, good enough, though. I mean, it's fine on its own. Plenty of tombs to raid and, you know, all that good fun stuff. Nice weapons and, you know, few good, cool mechanics like being able to, like, put ropes up so you can get from point A to point B higher up and lower down, stuff like that. It's fine. It's a good game. 7 out of 10. Shook is... At first, I didn't. It's a movie on Shudder, which is a horror service that you can get for, I think, $4.99 a month or $5.99 a month. I don't know what the rate is now, but I got to tell you guys, I was pleasantly surprised with Shook. At first, it's an uneven movie, and I think it's purposely done to do that, so that way it kind of disorients you quite a bit, and you have no idea what's really going on into the movie. And I'm going to be purposely vague so as not to spoil anything for this movie. I think it's a fabulous movie. I think it's worth everybody's time to check it out, Redbox or rent it. It's called Shook, and it deals with like social media type stuff, and it's a good take on modern horror. So I give it a solid 8 out of 10. It's definitely worth checking out. I want to give a quick word about WandaVision. It's getting good. So if you were like Brake and I kind of wondering like what the hell is going on here, after I think the third episode,
not what the hell's going on? This is boring.
It's boring.
My reaction was too.
Yeah.
Like I watched these shows back in the '50s, and I didn't watch one in the '50s, but I've seen the reruns of all these shows. They're kind of spoofing, and I didn't like those shows to begin with. So this isn't enjoyable to me.
Yeah, the first three episodes, I would say, were not enjoyable. But after that, it changes tone quite a bit,
right,
and it becomes better. So
it does.
Props to WandaVision, because I was with you, Brake. I was like, I don't know if I like this show at all. Like, it was not ticking any boxes, but it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, so, as to now, it's like, oh, I gotta see it. Before it was like, oh, maybe I'll watch it.
it's weird because it's like that. It's like first 3 weeks, I was like, man, I might not watch any more of this. I don't want to waste my time, you know. And
I was like, God, when does Falcon and Winter Soldier get here?
Need
to move on.
Yep.
Get to that.
Same thing. Freak 5 says WandaVision is fucking great. Not the first three episodes, Freak 5. Those first three setup episodes suck. But after three, I think it was the fourth one.
They just took way too long with the setup,
I think.
They condensed those probably into one episode, and they could have done that, I think.
You know, I think that's why they released two at the beginning, so that way you could get those out of the way, you know, type thing. So, okay, The Boys Season 2, do you want to start, Break? Or
no, maybe? You start. You do it. You do it.
Okay, it was good. The Boys Season 2 is good, and I'm venturing to say, I read the Boys comic, at least some of the Boys comic. I think the series, Breakman, and maybe you disagree with me, but the series seems to be better than even the comic is. And that's a super, super rare achievement for a series to be better than the source material. But I think Homelander is one of the greatest villains, because he's a villain, right? I mean, we can
he's a fantastic villain.
He is a great villain, a great villain. And they've taken him up a few notches in this TV show. And that actor, he's from New Zealand, and he is fantastic. I don't know his name, but he is great. He is great. And the series just gets better and better. I hope they do seven seasons of this.
This has the most entertaining gore I've seen since, really, other than Ash versus Evil Dead. Like, this is the funniest gore I've seen in a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, the gore is not out of place in this, because like these superheroes have like superhero powers, and they use them, and when they use them, they don't dummy him down like a Marvel. Like for instance, like Cyclops, when he uses his eye beams on shit, you just get kind of a shock or knock somebody over.
Right, because he's honestly not trying to kill somebody. Whereas the soups in this one, they don't really care that much for the most part.
No. And when Homelander uses his heat vision, he cuts people in half. Like, there's no getting around that. Like, he is super powerful. And also, I think an understated...
I'd say that one scene that was like a fantasy scene that he imagined, like, that scene completely shocked me when it happened. And then it was like, oh, it's just a fantasy. It's like, oh my God. Like, holy shit, I can't believe they did that. Oh, it's just...
You know what Homelander is, Brake? Homelander is an adult version of Brightburn. I don't know if you... Have you ever seen Brightburn, Brake? Mm-hmm. Okay, Brightburn involves a little alien kid. It's the whole Superman setup, but what if Superman was bad to begin with type thing as a kid? And that's Homelander.
I don't know if it'd be the same thing, because Homelander wasn't really bad to begin with. He was just he wasn't nurtured and loved as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, they treated him like, and I mean, they talk about that a lot. Like the doctor says, we, you know, like I avoided loving you and hugging you. I treated you just like like an experiment, a project, you know?
Yeah.
Just creation. And yeah. He says he was so sorry about that now because now he realizes how stupid he was.
Yeah.
Of course, now he realizes how stupid he was.
Yeah.
All these scientists.
There is so many layers to Homelander, Breakman. Yeah. Homelander and what's the Starlight, I think is her name. See, they do things in this series that Marvel wishes they would do, and I wish Marvel would do in some of their movies. Like, they give their characters, they flesh out their characters better than almost any comic adaptation that I've ever seen. Like it's really, really good. I mean, it stays true to the comic, but it enhances so much to what they did in the comics, and the comics were good. For the boys, but I'm glad that this series is going on, and I know they're having season 3 in the works, but I hope they keep going because they could do so much. Freak 5 says, important point, did you realize who Monica's character is? She's a superhero, and I can't remember the superhero's name, Freak 5, but I am familiar. And Slagar's in chat. Welcome, Slagar. I didn't see your
in the chat. There's some complaints I have, like, there's some tropes that just need to die, and they used them in this show. And I'm not knocking this show because I've seen it in a million shows, and they just need to stop with this shit. Guessing passwords?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
come the fuck on. Nobody can guess somebody's password.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, no.
Like, if it was the 80s, I could believe it because everybody's like, password and shit like that. But not today. No. Just there's no – nobody can guess anybody's password. Bullshit.
Right, right. Right.
So that's something that needs to die. So trope just really needs to die. Another one is when somebody's in like a huge accident, like for instance, you know, a car that gets thrown 100 feet in the air and does about 20 flips and then they just get out and run away like nothing really happened.
That's Hollywood in general, man.
Like, no, that shit bothers the crap out of me though.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm saying I'm not picking on this show for it. It's just this is the last show where I've seen it and I'm like, God, what? When will this stuff end?
Yeah. Well, but look what happened.
This show's fantastic.
If you really want to know what happens in a rollover accident, look no further than what happened to Tiger Woods. I mean, that's... Look,
I wasn't in a rollover accident, and I left in an ambulance a couple weeks ago. Like, it's just... Yeah. Like, my accident wasn't even near as bad as theirs, and they're, like, run away. Like, yeah, it's okay.
Well, it's an underutilized kind of thing in comic book movies, especially like the comic book heroes do their thing, but there's really no repercussions no matter how much damage there is.
I know,
like,
I know.
You know, that's just, I mean,
those are supposed to be like superheroes. These are like humans for the most part. Like that's part of the appeal of the show is the good guys, the people, and superheroes are the bad guys pretty much.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else too. Another,
aren't the superheroes supposed to be like the stand-in for the cops, and it's supposed to be like an anti-cop show?
It's essentially the Justice League if they were bad. Like if you completely flip the entire story of like the Justice League comics and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're all representations of like the like comic book heroes that you're used to and stuff like that, but they make it more realistic where they're put in like a live situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say, I'm not sure about cops, but Nazism, yes, that plays a big part into this.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, some of the themes, you're right, Breakman. Racism is like a huge theme of the show, intertwined with the war on drugs.
Right.
There's so many great subplots in this series. Like I said, this series could go on for 5, 6, 7, 8 seasons.
My favorite subplots are deep because he's just so fucking pathetic.
Oh,
he's like the worst person ever. It's just funny to fucking laugh at the stupid shit he does because you know he's going to be a piece of shit.
Right. And what's
that guy goes out of his way to help him, turns on him in a heartbeat like it's nothing. Like,
yeah. What's even funnier is when they sent him to Ohio. Like, what was it? Sandusky?
Sandusky, yeah, right.
Like no water anywhere near, and that's where they decide to send the deep.
And every time he tries to help, he makes worse problems than yeah. were going on in the first place.
I know. He's the most pathetic character out of the bunch. Yes. It's a toss-up between him and A-Train. Like, A-Train's just a drug addict, you know? And,
yeah, I was going to say, A-Train, like, it's not that he's incompetent like Deep is. It's more that he's just, like you said, he's a drug addict.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that why the boys were created? Because, like, the Butcher got his girlfriend killed by A-Train.
No, Butcher didn't.
Butcher had nothing to do with that. A-Train was on a mission for, I forget what the mission he was on, but he was on a certain mission. He was trying to hide his drugs, and it had nothing to do with Butcher. Butcher just showed up later to try and recruit Huey.
Yeah, yeah. Huey is a good character, too. He has no superpowers, but he's wily, and he, you know, he uses his brain sometimes, but he's mostly the right guy at the right place at the wrong time type thing always, you know. That's Huey in a nutshell. He's another fantastic character. No superpowers other than he's good at what he does, and you know, he's cagey is the best way that I can put it. Let me get caught up in chat. Freak5 says that Monica's character was the little girl from Captain Marvel. Yeah, but she has a superhero
Monica
name.
Monica Rambeau, what's her superhero name?
I can't remember her, but she is a superhero, and I remember seeing her in the books. But
Monica Rambeau, think about it.
God damn it, it's not Ms. Marvel, it's
what are you laughing at?
Actually, did she become Marvel at some point?
She did, no. Yeah, Rambeau became Marvel at some point, I'm pretty sure.
I think she did.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure, too. Freak5 says, also, unlike Aquaman, everyone else acknowledges that his powers are useless.
Except
he's talking
Aquaman's
about the
deep. Powers aren't useless. People like to joke about that.
Well, yeah. See, in the original comics, they really were. Like, it was just talk to fish. That's why they've really improved him over the years. They've made him basically into... pretty much, he's the underwater equivalent of Superman.
Yeah, Aquaman's... he gets a lot of shit, but Aquaman's yeah. a good character. Freak says that was a great beginning of the show. Huey's girlfriend had a train ran on her.
Yeah. Wow.
Had
nice
a train
way of
ran
it.
On her. Yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything, but the courtroom scene was fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Where the gore just went everywhere.
Don't ruin anything, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin anything, but it's good. It's shocking.
I didn't see it coming when it started happening. I was like, oh shit, this is great.
Yeah. Bernie asks if I'm going to review Wrong Turn, the remake of Wrong Turn. I will do that after review the Boys. I'm giving the Boys season 2 a 9 out of 10. Break. I don't know what you give it.
Yeah, I mean that's a pretty good view. There's some other things I wanted to say and I forget it because it's been like a month since I watched it now.
I know, man. It's really good though, man. It's definitely worth watching for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick review
it's
on...
It's a hard R rating, yes, so you know, yes. This is going to be blood, guts, nudity, profanity, all that other shit.
I love when...
Wait,
when
is there nudity?
I love when the Deep had sex with that one chick, and she was, like, putting her fingers into his gills and stuff. It was like... let's see. Slagar says, I've been putting off season 2, but I suppose I should do it. You should, Slagar. It's worth it. It's really good. And hopefully we didn't give too many spoilers or anything because it's worth watching.
I started diving down the Ben 10 hole.
Oh boy. The Boys is so good. Freak5 says it is. It's really, really good. It's probably the best thing that Amazon has going as far as TV shows because the rest of their shit kind of sucks.
Do they really have anything else?
They got a few things, but nothing.
They got
as
a couple of anime
Boys.
Movies you can buy.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy anything. You're paying for Amazon. You're getting the shit for free, goddammit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not
free. I mean, your monthly payment.
Yeah.
Because I guess they figured that it at that point, at the point of cost for renting a movie, as opposed to just buying it outright, buying it was cheaper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Whale, Freak5 says yes.
But you're really not even buying it, though, because you're still getting a digital copy. You're buying the license. Exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
But, like, it's the only way to watch, like, Miss Haikara-san, because, like, there is no physical release of the second part.
Yeah.
As of yet.
Slagar says, speaking of anime, the Pacific Rim looks okay. I haven't seen... I saw a couple of teaser-type things for it, Slagar, and what I saw, I really liked, and I like Pacific Rim, the first movie, so hopefully that...
They're making an anime of Pacific Rim?
Yes, yep. Yes. Okay, real actually, quick...
It's supposed to be out soon, I think.
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix or something?
Netflix, I believe. I could be wrong. Slagar could
might be out now. This. Even let me look it up. I'll do work.
Okay. I wonder if anyone has made a Pacific Rim porn parody. Pacific Rim job. Freak says. I'm sure. Freak Five. I'm sure.
If they haven't, I think you should go ahead and copyright that.
Yeah. There you go. Came out this week. Slagar says. So there you go.
Well, that's not even my trouble. Thank you. Yeah. I like not working.
all right, real quick, Wrong Turn, not worth it. They tried to rework the whole, I don't know if you've seen Wrong Turn, but it basically centers around some Backwood Hicks type thing, you know, in the woods, and these kids get picked off one by one. They reworked it into a cult. Some things work, but for the most part, it's a meandering movie that... the kills are kind of like muted in a way. You don't really see a lot of the kills.
They
happen
off screen type thing.
They not so much that they have an off screen. They just seem kind of muted. You know, it's like there's a couple of good ones, but for the most part, it's like when you watch the original movie, like there were shocking deaths. You know, that had a lot of gore. These ones have some gore, but without the shock factor is the best way that I can, you know. So. Not worth your time. The ending is really good though, so it's the saving grace. That's why I'm giving it a 2 out of 10. Save yourself if you're gonna rent it from Redbox for $1 something, and then just skip to the end, and that's pretty much worth your buck and change that you paid to watch.
So how old is a Wrong Turn that it needed to be remade?
It wasn't that old, and I'm surprised. I really wish they wouldn't have called it Wrong Turn. I wish they would have just named it something else, and I might have had a different view on it, but it really wasn't that good to begin with.
Talking about taking a wrong turn for a wrong turn.
It's about 20 to 30 minutes too long, and... you know, if they took 20 to 30 minutes out and made it a hard R rating instead of a soft R rating, which is really what it is, then it might have had a chance. But other than that, 2 out of 10, not worth your time. If you're going to do it, rent it from the Redbox for $1 and change. That's about it. All right. So that's our reviews this week. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, you're up. You're Stinko of the Week.
I thought we were past this a long time ago. I thought it had been settled. We have medical studies that have been done on this, and many of them studies and stuff like that. Like, scientists and doctors have reviewed this. Do video games cause violence?
Oh, boy. Penn and Teller did a really good... bullshit.
I think it's because time is a flat circle and people's attention spans are so low that they forget.
I thought we were past that, but well, there is a guy from Chicago, a representative from Illinois, who has brought back the video games are evil, and he is trying to have GTA banned.
Let me guess, he's a Republican.
No, he's actually a Democrat.
Wow, that's shocking.
I don't think that's shocking. It was usually the Democrats that complained more about video game violence.
Yeah, actually, that's
Hillary Clinton was the biggest one.
That's incorrect.
Joe Lieberman?
I mean, sure, they're registered Democrat, but let's be honest, they're centrist.
Well, I'm saying they had D's by their names is what they are.
They should have a D next to their mouths the way that they act, man. Fuckers.
So this is State Representative Marcus Evans Jr. from Illinois. So, thanks, douchebag, for bringing up something we thought was long dead. Thanks for bringing it back.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I'm back, here's the next
That's what Democrats should be called, douchebag rats.
Freak says, my stinko is that I wasn't the first one to be exiled this week. That's true. Weiland was exiled before anybody else. So, these nuts, Freak 5 says. And MXT is back. So, he came back for more punishment. So, there you go.
There's more free time nowadays.
Casino Thanks is in chat. I believe that's Lydalara is in chat. Of course, our good friend Wyland's in there. Slaygard, now I see your name in there. Rubber Slayer and Lemon Juices 12. Thanks for everybody for joining the chat. So, yeah, go ahead, Brady.
Yeah, he's blaming that for the increasing carjackings that are happening in Chicago. They've had a string of it. We already know Chicago is they're dangerous neighborhoods in Chicago where there's a lot of violence.
Right.
But apparently there's been a raise in carjacking. So he obviously rationally blames something that completely has nothing to do with it, video games.
Yeah. So. Which is true. The violence has nothing. There's no correlation, you know, between the two. We've debunked this.
The only thing we found out is that violent people tend to play a lot more violent video games.
Yeah. You're looking right. Carjackings have been going around, have been around since before, like,
which,
you know.
Which the
Mario
only problem with that being is that their gaming hobbies are just feeding into their behavior that they already have.
Yeah. MXT, I'm not going to tell the everybody what your stinko is because I've got that coming up in my sweeto, actually. And then MXT says, Chicago, home of Al Bundy. Slagar says, if they are WWE, they automatically a sellout, so I don't see what's wrong, Slagar. That's right. I'll be talking about that in a minute, Slagar. So there you go.
Yeah, the whole selling out and whatever. I've heard about a lot of shady shit that happens behind doors with wrestlers and stuff like that. They've really got to look out for themselves. They really do.
Yeah.
Like, they get mistreated by owning especially like if you remember like the ECW days and stuff like that, and a lot of those guys didn't get paid at the end of the ECW.
Vince McFuckface.
And Vince McMahon, there have been a lot of people that have, you know, there have been a lot of wrestlers that have problems with Vince McMahon.
I can't wait till Vince.
Let's not forget that WWE had no problem endangering its wrestlers during the pandemic.
Right, right. AEW had a better plan for that, but they still got bit. I'll talk a little more about that shit in a minute for sure. Freak Pie says,
Encino Man Wrestling.
How dare you, MXT? How dare you? AEW's awesome, man. I love AEW. It's to me, it's better than even WCW back in its prime. Unless I misunderstood what I read, the DLC for Final Fantasy Remake will be only available on the PS5.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like it's true, but maybe Square and Sony are doing their normal fuck-ups and just not properly explaining things. Maybe it will be available for PS4, but if it's not, that is a very bastard way to get people to buy PS5.
Yeah, AEW's paying Dave Meltzer to type propaganda, MXT. How dare you, MXT? Okay, break. Anything else on your stinko?
It depends on who you talk to. There are people that really think Dave Meltzer is full of shit. Just saying.
I don't think he's full of shit. I think he's very connected.
I'm not saying he is either. I have no opinion on the matter. I'm just saying that there are people that do. Like
there are
in the wrestling business. Like there's a lot of fighting that goes on backstage. I don't really care about any of that shit. I still like my favorites and such like that.
Break, man, you got to start watching AEW, man. It's fucking Attitude Era plus ECW plus WCW all in one. Man.
I don't want to get into anything, like, really. It's a weekly thing. I don't like
so good. Else. So good, Break. So good. I'm telling you, Break. I was skeptical, man. I really was. But, man, you get into AEW and man, it's... it's so good, man. So good. MXT says, all hail Jim Cornette and Vince the Russo. Are you serious, MXT? You can't be serious about Vince Russo, man. Come on.
Vince Russo had some good ideas, but he didn't know how to implement them very well.
He did a pretty
And then he also thought he was more important than the talent.
That is true. all right, Breakman, anything else on your stinko? Other than that guy's a douchebag for thinking that video games cause violence and
shenanigans. Oh, and into the CPAC. Fuck that. Oh, my God. Have you seen the golden statue of you-know-who?
I did not, but that's my...
There's a golden statue of him. How these people can claim that they aren't in a cult? I don't know.
It's almost like they're playing out stories from the Bible.
It is. Like, these are the shit that I was warned about in Bible school. Like, don't... worship a golden idol, and they're prancing out a golden fucking idol of this guy, and I'm like, holy shit!
Well, I didn't see that break, but what I did know...
Check the golden statue of him.
Oh, boy. Now I'm going to have to type that in. But what I did see is that your friend and mine, Brake, Trump, is going to be speaking at CPAC.
I'm not saying his name. Yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah,
He's getting free publicity, and that's what he wants, you know, from the regular media. They're just reporting everything he says like it should be newsworthy.
Yeah, well, at least...
There was a point earlier in the week where all the major news networks had somebody on from the Republican Party disputing the election results.
This is one of the most...
This is fucking February. The election was in November. Oh, my God. It's just so irritated.
This is one of the grossest statues I think I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Like they're worshiping literally a golden god. I mean,
I don't understand it.
Golden idol.
Is that real gold? I doubt it. I think it's plated. But
it's gold for a fake person.
I can see it being real. See, that's the thing with Trump is how he bankrupted the casinos because he spent excessive money. Like he'd get things like gold plating shit and like get lighting everywhere. Like the most, he went and got like the most expensive things he could to make it look like this great thing, you know?
Yeah.
But he had no way of actually paying for any of it.
MXC says Buddha Trump, and then Freak Five says Frank remembers when wrestling was invented. It was created by his childhood bully, Wrestling Frank. How dare you, Freak? You're exiled, son of a bitch. And then Slagar.
You mean Gronk? The cave guy?
Yeah. Slagar says.
The cave next over?
Yeah.
Gronk?
How dare you? How dare you?
How do you say it, Gronk?
How dare you?
I don't speak caveman. How do you say it?
Slagar says, is this a new segment? Douchebag of the week. Pretty much, Slagar. Freak says, I thought we wouldn't hear from him again if he lost. I know, man. Depends on who made it.
Yeah, that's why I'm not saying his name. Like the media has been fucking helping him out. Oh. I'm just like this is horseshit.
Yeah, Weiland says he who shall not be named. It's fake brass. There you go. MXC.
I mean, you can go ahead and call him down. I'm just saying I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
that's okay.
I'm
no worries. MXT says Frank's childhood bully Adam from the Bible. How dare you, MXT? You're exiled. Okay, so it's one exile each for Freak Five, Weiland, and MXT. You sons of bitches.
You remember Frank's brothers, Cain and Abel?
Hate you all. I hate you too, Breakman. You son of a bitch. Freak says, if Trump had it made, it wasn't real gold. But if one of his cultists has it made, it might be real gold. So there you go. No, that's
not only if it's one of his cultists made it, it would have been like their family gold, like their entire family investment, like meld it down and make a statue to him. Because this is how fucking insane these people are.
And Trump will probably steal it, Freak Five says.
Oh,
most
likely. Like, look how much of the money he stole with his election fraud thing.
Yeah.
It was just him taking money and putting it into his election campaign.
Well, I mean, most politicians do the same thing. It's just that Trump was very straightforward about it, you know.
That's the thing is, most politicians can't. I mean, there's usually, we do have checks and balances, and usually it's stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a signal I could mention this week, but I think we've had enough of politicians.
Yeah.
MXT says, has anyone heard from Pence? Is he off on an island somewhere? Yeah, nobody's seen Pence since.
No, he's just another cowardly, ridiculous piece of shit. The Republican Party, everybody in the Republican Party, they have two goals. They only stand for two things.
Money.
One is getting reelected.
Yeah.
The other is protecting the Republican Party.
I was going to say money. I thought
money comes with getting reelected, staying in power.
Yeah.
They want to keep getting reelected and reelected and reelected. They'll do everything they think they need to do to get reelected, and they will protect the Republican Party at all costs. So you're not going to hear Mike Pence because he's not going to want to hurt his party even though he doesn't like Trump.
And he definitely is not running in 2024 like he
wanted. And just look at
to.
McConnell. I mean, people are telling me like, oh, McConnell's he's going to vote for this impeachment. No, he's not. No, there's no way in hell he's ever going to do that because he's not going to go against his party.
Yeah. Slagar says...
I mean, just listen. Like, what was it? Yesterday he said, I'd vote for Trump in 2024.
Him and Grendel Flyer now won, Slagar says. Freak says, Pence is apologetic that a woman took his job. Apopletic. not that.
I read what he said. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Even though she's a piece of shit too. I don't get me started on Kamala Harris and all the harm she's done, man. She's terrible. All right, Eric, you're up.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, people seem to think like I'm defending Biden and Biden and their administration.
Hell no.
And
I mean, he's launching missiles now.
This is
kind of stuff
Syria.
We kind of expected, but you know, the other guy would do the same thing, and it's just. Yeah, the other guy wants.
And I'm betting the liberals will either pretend or that he's doing this, be willfully ignorant or just ignorant of the him doing this because they're sleeping like they always do.
And by the way, speaking,
there's going to be like lots of drones killing innocent civilians, but that's kind of stuff didn't end under Trump was the thing. Like Trump likes to brag, I didn't send anybody to the war. Well, A, you almost did. B, you called yourself a wartime president against the coronavirus, which you've lost that war.
And you still committed crimes against humanity through sheer negligence.
Yeah. Kamala Harris.
Republicans like bombing brown people. Yes, that as George Carlin says. Yes,
they both love it. Obama went from 2 to 7 wars, Freak Five. So people that think
how many innocent civilians were killed by drone strikes under Obama.
Yep. So
his authorized strike.
Why are any fucking idiots regret voting for Biden now?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't, because the other option is Trump.
I didn't vote for her either because they're both worthless.
You. Like I said, it was never about Biden. It was always about the.
I'm talking about the people that voted for him, then defended him, and then now I wonder if they're still defending him.
Oh yeah, they are. Look on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Slagar says
I said something like there was something I said to somebody, and they're like they came back at me with Biden. I'm like fuck Biden.
Yeah.
And somebody else came in like oh don't overreact. I'm like.
Overreact to what? That warmongering piece of shit, Biden? Really?
I can't call Obama garbage without getting canceled. I got canceled.
Obama was garbage, man. Going from 2 to 7 wars says everything you need to know about that fucking asshat.
2 to 7
man.
Wars, gaslighting Flint.
Yep.
Bring people in jail for exposing war crimes, doing said war crimes.
Oh, and by the way,
about those war crimes is too usually, and I know we all. I hate the Iraq war, and it should have never happened.
Right.
But Bush went through Congress.
Yeah,
he got the approval of Congress to go to the war, so they're all complicit, whereas Obama, with these drone strikes, he went around Congress.
Yeah. Slagar says, don't get me wrong, if you send me Kamala porn, I won't watch right away. She's, you know what, Kamala Harris is good looking, but she is a piece of shit, man. She wanted to put people in jail for like their kids like having truancies and stuff. Like she was not. I mean, she's a cop. There's a reason why like her name is Cop Mala. You know, that's she got that moniker. She's terrible. Freak says I thought Republicans like bombing brown people. Of course they do. So do Democrats. Freak says I would rather
porn of people pretending to be AOC and Kamala Harris.
I would rather have AOC porn.
I was reading an article about someone like the war machine that is America and stuff. We've got like what 800 bases across the world or something like that. Why?
Yeah. It's almost as if we're the second coming of the German Empire.
That's exactly
kind of
right.
Is. Like we're fucking.
We're always
in on everybody else's land across the world.
Yeah. Why do we
and
have
no
a...
other country is even close to that?
Right. Like, why do we have a base in Germany still? Like World War II was over in what 42? Why is there still a base there? You know.
Did you say 42?
Yeah, 42, man.
It was there in 45, Frank.
Oh, 45? What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
45, my bad. MXT says I remember when
Americans joined. I think that's when we joined. Actually.
Yeah, you're right. MXT says I remember when Kamala was in the WWF. MXT says Hitler's still out there. He says so. No, that's
well. Is he next door to MXT? Is this your name?
You have to remember, Hitler went back in time.
Yeah.
No, we went back and tried to track Hitler, and that's how Red Alert happened.
Exactly. All right, let's move on to.
The problem is you had to kill a baby. Like even though you know it's Hitler, it's still a fucking baby. So it's
because in Red Alert they like went to his college where he was at the time, and they convinced him to like take a different path.
Ah, well, that's
you see, Deadpool 2. That was one of the jokes as they went back in time to kill baby Hitler, and it's like, oh, fuck, he's a baby.
Yeah.
You're so cute, even though you're going to be Hitler. Fuck, I don't know
yeah.
who.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, your stinko.
My stinkos, I got a couple. Having to work tomorrow.
Ugh.
6 to 2, so that's a whole 8 hours. And I couldn't get it out of it. And I don't know why I can't get out of it. But I also wanted to take today off. But I'm thinking that's... but there was no way to do my job. And I'm thinking that they wouldn't let me take Saturday because... they might need someone else to do my job in case I get sick. And yeah. So they need me to be there because I can be there. So I'm taking my vacation day on Monday, but I tried to go to Dairy Queen today. They're only taking cash, so my week's been very fucked.
Basically. Holy fuck, they're not taking cash anymore? Jesus Christ.
No, they're only taking cash.
Wow. Who's only taking cash?
Their credit was down, so I couldn't get ice
cream.
Yeah. Oh, they suck.
That sucks, man. All right, anything else, Eric? No.
Well, I like I said, I could have mentioned, but Biden being, you know,
Biden
being a right wing fucktard.
There was a reason why Obama hid Biden all those years, you know. So you know, just don't forget.
Because Obama was also a Republican.
Yeah.
So the thing with vice presidents is the guy who's running for president is just looking for somebody to make them look good on the ticket. It's not necessarily they're confident in anything else. It's just for what they can do for them and getting elected. They don't
yeah,
really care anything else about
that. Speaking of that, you know why Obama picked Biden? So he could please the Republicans. That's all Obama ever fucking did.
This is a strategy from day one. This plea with the Republicans.
Okay, this is breaking news from Slagar. He says, it's from IGN, Dragon Age 4 will reportedly be a single-player RPG with no multiplayer. Well, that's good.
It'll have microtransactions, though.
This news comes a day after the cancellation of Anthem Next, so there you go. That's breaking news. So, yeah, it is a link, Slagar. I got it, though, so thanks for that leak, for sure. All right, let's move on to happier things.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, Sweetos of the week. Eric, I didn't see anything under you. Brake, do you have a Sweeto?
I have one.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead, Eric.
Oh, yeah, the other stinko I nearly forgot about, but I tried to get Bravely Default 2 today at Walmart. Apparently, it hadn't even come in yet, so I got Persona 5S or Strikers instead. And I'll be getting that whenever.
MXT is taking the Exile lead.
Just like, I went to Walmart specifically because it's the only place you can get it for $10 off.
MXT is
I've
Exile.
I actually got another Stinko now that I think about it.
Okay, real quickly, MXT is a Stinko.
No, we don't want you to finish the sentence.
He says his movie night back, MXT
no.
says. No. MXT, you ruined it. You ruined it because he has a suggestion. It's probably Power Rangers porn or something. I don't
well,
know.
You could just watch X-Men Apocalypse. You got
yeah, there
Bond
you go.
In that one.
There you go. What's yeah? Might as well get banned for another shitty movie. Okay. when is movie night coming back? Never. MXT, you ruined it with your Power Rangers.
In order to make movie night work, we'd all have to be watching the same time, and have a Skype conversation.
Yeah. Whatever.
Which would be a lot to coordinate.
Well, if I think Amazon Prime, if everybody has Amazon Prime, we can do movie night using Amazon Prime. So it would be fun. Movie nights are really, really fun.
paying $120 a year for Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's worth it. Actually, they got decent stuff. But I agree with you. If it's a philosophical thing, Eric, then don't do it. All right, let's break.
I had another stinko.
Yeah, I was going to say
not
break.
Just I don't want to give Bezos money. It's that I don't see the value cost per position, and I don't buy enough from Amazon to begin with.
See, that's where we differ, my friend. I buy a lot of shit. So, Weiland says movie night is whatever is drawn on the cable in front. How dare you, Weiland? You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch, Weiland. Okay, break.
And I have more than enough content anime to tide me over anyway. So.
Watch together. What is this, MXT? This is neat. I guess we can watch movies together. I'll have to figure that out, MXT. I'll figure that out.
Wyland says movie night used to be whatever was drawn on the cave and wall in Frank's room.
How dare you, Eric? Quit feeding into Wyland's BS, man. Okay, your other stinko break?
Mine goes to Hasbro for their fake attempt at inclusion. They made it big. Have you heard about the story with what they're doing with Mr. Potato Head?
Yes.
So you know what they've said they're dropping the Mister from it, and it's just Potato Head now.
That's fine. Yes.
That's not actually what they're doing. They've rebranded it as Potato Head. All of the things are Potato Head now. But if you look at the packages, they still sell them individually as Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head and stuff like that.
So people getting upset for nothing, basically.
Yeah, like this is, it was nothing. This is just them trying to make it look like they're being inclusive.
Yeah.
And they haven't done a damn thing.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to look into this, MXT. Maybe we will have movie nights on Fridays or Saturdays.
If it was really inclusive, it wouldn't be they wouldn't be selling separate packages of Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. It would be Potato Head, and then there's the pieces, you know?
Yeah. Okay, let me get caught up on chat here. Freak says, remember my stinko last night? My wife was watching my great niece this week. She didn't cry once because of me. And yesterday...
This is like when Oreo says they're four trends people, but they really just want you to buy their shit.
Yeah, and yesterday she finally warmed up and was giving me the hugs. That is my sweet-o. That is a sweet-o.
Next they're gonna rename the Oreo brand. They're going to put a picture of Caitlyn Jenner on
the
Oreos.
One of the worst representations.
I really don't understand. Exactly. Yeah, I really don't understand the hate towards gay or bisexual or trans people at all. I don't get it. People are people. That's it. Let's see.
I think a lot of it is if you rally hatred towards somebody else, it's easier for you to
be part of that group then.
Yeah, kind of a group think of if there's an enemy, we all band together against the enemy, you know.
Common enemy type thing, yeah. Wyland says, Mr. Potato to Potato Head and back again. And then MXC says, I say we burn down Play School HQ to protest.
How MXC's talking about Beavis and Butthead Do America. It's on HBO Max, by the way.
I love Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Movie. It has one of my absolute favorite jokes in it.
MXT's given me some life on movie night. I don't know. What do you guys think, man? Maybe we should check out this Watch Together website and see if we can.
Sure, as long as we do it separate from Twitch, because Twitch will probably ban you just
thinking
about it.
I am not having anything to do with Twitch.
Twitch, but I smell something I don't like. You're
done.
Yeah,
exactly.
What did we do? We didn't
exactly.
We're just thinking about it, God.
I know. Let's see. Okay, not going to read that. how dare you, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. Wyland says, they look cool. I don't know what you're... Oh, the Beast
Talking
Wars.
About the Beast Wars.
Figures. Gotcha. MXT is exiled again, so he really wants the exile title today. He says, I helped build the pyramids. How dare you? Let's see. That is another sweet-o. There's going to be a new Beavis and Butthead movie. Ooh, that's cool. That is cool. I really dig that. Okay. Break. Did you already say your sweet-o?
No, I haven't. My sweet-o goes to a woman. I'm trying to get her name here.
That's it. The show's over. You're giving sweet-os to women. It's over. Break. I said one of
just
the rules.
Just one. Just
oh, okay, one. Just one. Just I'll one. Let you pass this one time. Go ahead.
She might not have actually kept her. She might have kept her name out of the story, but I'll give the boyfriend's name then, since he's identified. Yeah, they kept her name out of the story for her protection. But a woman called the FBI on her boyfriend, who named Richard. You know, I'm not gonna say his fucking name. Fuck him. He was at. Boy, he was at the Capitol building on January 6th, and we all know what happened on that day.
Mm-hmm.
He texted his girlfriend back and forth, and he said some things like this. I understand your point, but what I'm saying is the election was rigged, and everyone knows it. All we wanted was an investigation, that's it, and they couldn't investigate the biggest presidential race in history with mail-in ballots, who everyone knows is easy to fraud. And he called her some other things, like a moron and, you know, horrible things like that. Well, of course, she called the FBI on him and busted his ass for breaking into the Capitol building.
Yeah, good.
There's a good idea if you're breaking into the Capitol building. Text your girlfriend or your ex-girlfriend insults while you're doing it.
Yeah, don't do that. I mean, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. So, you know. MXC says, I seen Rugrats is getting rebooted. LOL. Did I miss the tournament? No, you have not. We're about ready to get into that in just a minute. What tournament?
Hey, yeah. Oh, Ghost Novels. I'm probably going to buy that later tonight and after the show and then only have to pay $50 because I already got like 14 in my PayPal account.
Freak says,
Do they sell Celt cars on PayPal? Because I kind of need one of those.
I know you do, man. Did they give you the check yet for your previous car? They should have.
Check? No. Oh. I can't get into that stuff.
Usually insurance kind of I'm not talking about like the accident portion, well, like with lawyers. But usually insurance will cut you a check for, I mean, it's totaled, right? Break. I mean, it's
no, but it was paid off too.
Well, you'll get whatever current value is unless you have like one of those special insurances.
We can't talk about
it. Okay, let's not talk about it. There might be some litigation.
Like, I like what you're saying, but it's not happening. You're wrong. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm curious. Maybe offline break we could talk a little bit. But okay, we'll leave it at that. Freak says, this beer is a Squido Cacao del Diablo. What is it, like hot chocolate, Freak 5? Like spicy chocolate? Wyland says, my Cito was getting Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection for $20. I forgot I had $10 in rewards. I want that game, Wyland.
So after the first stage, have you thrown a controller yet, or how's it going?
Yeah. Did you break your Switch yet, Wyland? Yeah. That's the question.
That's the good thing about the Capcom Ghosts and Goblins re-release. There's a fucking rewind button.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just rewind all the time. Rewind, jump, rewind, rewind, rewind.
I don't think it has a rewind, but I think the lower difficulties have unlimited continues, or maybe you just have unlimited continues.
Yeah. Let's see. Slagar says, what tournament? That would be the Super Nintendo, greatest Super Nintendo game of all time tournament, which is coming soon, like right after I get done with chat here. Ghosts and Goblins, I'm in, Slagar says. And Bernie says, I want Frank to get me that. Oh, well, then I guess I'll have to get it. It'll be
$30. Ghosts and Goblins is $30.
Let's see.
What is that?
Cacao.
Cacao.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that?
It's like cocoa. Basically unrefined. A diabolically massive stout aged on cacao nibs, cinnamon and dried guayillo, ancho and chili de arbol chilies.
Nibs make everything better.
Yep. Chocolate, earth, and spice. This sounds good, Freak 5. I'm not into the whole, you know, artisan beer thing. I know Slagar's really into like even making his own beer and stuff, but I'm not a connoisseur like most everybody.
I always want to try that peanut butter beer, but it's like $10 for a four pack, and I'm like, couldn't you just sell one bottle?
It's actually not that bad, break. $10 for four. That doesn't sound too bad to me. I mean,
I'm cheap, Frank.
Okay, Slagar says cacao nibs are like the husk. Oh, I got you. So it's not the actual cacao. Gotcha. All right. My sweeto is that Paul White. Do you know who Paul White is, Break?
Oh, I know him better as the Giant, but I think a lot of people would probably know him better as the Big Show.
Yes. The Big Show, a.k.a. Paul White, is now in AEW. And
that WCW one when he's Giant, he just tore the ring up at the end of the match. That was
He's good, man. This is a huge shock to a lot of people in the WWE, man. Like nobody expected this move, and me.
I mean, by all rights, Paul White should have been like the world champion for like 20 years straight. Honestly.
Yep.
I mean, for instance, like his match with Goldberg, like he had to help Goldberg, like do the powerbomb. He had to kind of jump up for him, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like a lot of his matches, like he has to throw a lot of them for the most part.
Yeah.
Because he's just bigger and stronger than almost everybody.
cacao nips.
So I'm just mean that he's like a great like wrestler for what he does. He puts everybody else first is what I mean.
Let me tell you this, break. I went to a WWE show here in Denver like years ago, and Big Show was there, and TV does not do how big that dude is in person, man. Yeah. He is
him and Kevin Nash are the two biggest people I've ever seen in real life.
Big Show makes everybody look like nothing. Even big people like Undertaker or Kane or even Nash next to Big Show.
Like I said, by all rights, like Paul White should have been the world champion forever. I mean, he's just bigger and stronger than just about everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with you, Brake. The WWE never did anything great with him. I know he had that – I think it was either one or two runs as champion. But it usually
was Triple H. Like, that was one of the things that got really annoying for me with wrestling. It was always the same guys who'd be the world champion. Like, you'd give, say, Chris Jericho, like, a shot, you'd give him the championship, and you'd give it to him for a month, and then you take it away from him. And you give it right back to Triple H or something, you know?
Yeah, you know, because and
everybody wants to see Triple H be the world champion for like 40 years for whatever reason.
This is why I like AEW break, and this is the big difference between WWE and AEW. AEW is not about like old school people hogging the spotlight all the time. Like, I know the first champion was Jericho, but it was the right move because he was the biggest name that they had at the time. But they're building stars, like even and some people that aren't like typical like the big men type people are in AEW, like Darby Allin, who's every bit of like, I don't know, maybe 5'10" at the most, and like weighs like, I don't know, like 160, 170 soaking wet. But right now he's like their version of the Intercontinental Champion, which they call the TNT Champion. But people like that are fantastic, and they don't get big time recognition in WWE. Like, there's been plenty of people. Like right now, there's a guy in AEW. His name is Pac, right? Not Pac from WWE, but they call him the Bastard Pack or Pac or whatever. okay. But he was in WWE, and they never did anything for him. He had that cruiserweight belt for like a very, very short time, but the guy is phenomenal, and he can do lots of things, and he's been featured like on AEW big time, and those type of people, like, they would be even less than mid-card people in WWE, and they're getting a big shot here in AEW, and I'm here for it. And the fact that now Big Show, a.k.a. Paul White, is now in AEW, I agree with you, Brake. He should have been champion. He should have been a dominant champion, you know, a year long or 2 years or however long. Because who the fuck could beat Big Show, honestly, in a wrestling match?
I mean, he jobbed to Rey Mysterio, for God's sakes.
Yep.
I love Rey Mysterio. I think he's fucking he reinvented wrestling in a lot of ways, like for the lighter wrestlers, you know. Because before him and the cruiserweights of WCW, like, those guys weren't really popular. But anyway, like, 5'9" Rey Mysterio versus, you know, 7-foot giant.
Yep.
Like,
Ray,
you in real life, I think he could pick you up and probably pull you apart.
He could probably do like, that to
break
him.
You in half.
Right. but I like that type of storytelling, and that's what AEW does really well. Like, they'll have a smaller person, like sort of like Rey Mysterio, going up against a bigger one. But usually there's like, I don't know, there's just like the flow of the matches seem better to me in AEW than especially lately in WWE. I have no real reason to watch WWE anymore, man. Like AEW is just, it's on a different level. You know, you remember when WCW was like going up against WWE, break? Mm-hmm. Like, there was a point in time when WCW was the one to watch, you know? Mm-hmm. And now it's really that way with AEW. Like it is the show to watch. Like, there's no, you know, bones about it. The only difference is they're not on Mondays. They're on Wednesdays. So there's no competition. But I guarantee if they were to throw AEW on Mondays, it would compete very well with WWE right now because they're doing things right. So, you know.
Well, as long as they've got good ownership. That was WCW's problem. They had terrible ownership.
They
ECW,
did.
ECW, they had Paul Heyman. Or, what was it?
Might as well be Paul Heyman, man. It's Paul Heyman, yeah.
Well, you know, didn't pay his wrestlers or anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he didn't have much of a budget, man, to be honest.
I know. But he didn't make any money, but the fact, like, he overpromised and underdelivered.
Yeah. Slager's talking about LBJ and, I don't know, BJs and whatever else in chat, but
who doesn't talk about BJs?
I agree, man.
Go ahead.
I mean, we should talk.
Tell us
about
more,
that.
Chat. We're listening.
All right, let's move on to our free for all, man.
It's a free for all.
You guys ever know that there's like a little nod to Degeneration X at the end of our free for all bumper with the suck it? Yeah.
Because we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I remember things.
Yeah. All right. It is now. Let me get this up on the screen so people in chat can see. We are down to the final eight of our tournament, and we will determine the greatest SNES game of all time. What do you say we get into it, guys? Okay. Yes, no, maybe so. Okay.
Maybe. Yes.
Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past versus Final Fantasy IV Breakman. I'm going to go with you first.
Ooh, okay. These are two great games. I think Final Fantasy IV is the most direct and straightforward of all the Final Fantasies as far as like a, you know, good versus evil type story. But I think my biggest problem is that the main villain, the guy you hate most of the game, you find out is just a puppet at like the end of the game.
Right, right.
That kind of is like, oh, fuck, but you've made me hate this guy. Now it's somebody else that I'm supposed to hate. I've never even seen this guy before. Why don't I give a shit about this asshole? Whatever. But that was a good game. Zelda was revolutionary for its time. It really was. We talk about Zelda-like games to this day.
Right.
And when we say Zelda-like games, we aren't really talking about the original Zelda. We're really talking about this Zelda.
Mm-hmm. Freak's going with Link to the Past.
Yeah, I am too. I'm going to go for Link to the Past. Because like I said, it was so influential even today. Like it's when you talk about a Zelda game, you're thinking about how well this that Zelda was built.
Yeah.
You know.
Slager says he missed all of the previous tournament. He's going to go either Zelda or Chrono in with the final eight here. So Zelda's got your vote, Break. What say you, Eric?
Zelda.
Okay, it's so tough because I agree with everything you said, Break. It's not going to matter, so I'll go ahead and pick Zelda as well, but Final Fantasy IV deserved better.
Sorry, Final Fantasy IV. Yeah. You've got some of the greatest memes ever.
Yeah.
Love you for that.
Wyland agrees. He says Link to the Past. Okay, next
but
match.
For also, it seems rare with Final Fantasies giving you happy endings, and that's one of the ones that hasn't actually happened.
I like happy endings.
Yeah. Final Fantasy does not like giving you happy endings.
Oh, darn it. Darn it. You just now got it?
Bernie.
Like,
dare you,
Bernie.
You looked at her and she didn't get it?
She didn't get it until I looked at her because I gave her like this wry like smile,
okay,
you know,
happy
ending.
Happy
ending. Oh, look at that. Promises. Okay. Kirby Superstar versus Super Metroid. I'm going to go first on this one, guys. I don't think this is even a contest.
Sorry, Metroid, but this may be the greatest video game ever made, Kirby Superstar.
Are you kidding me? Super Metroid is a better game than Kirby Superstar, by far.
What are you talking about?
How dare you? How dare you, Breakman? Okay, Eric, what say you?
I'm probably going to have to go with Super Metroid.
All right, you, Break?
Obviously Metroid.
Yes, Super Metroid is not only one of the greatest Super Nintendo games of all time, but one of the greatest games ever.
It is one of those games that was able to tell really deep and meaningful story with very few words.
Yep.
My favorite Kirby game is still Return of the Dreamland, which needs an HD remaster.
Yeah. Everybody in chats agrees. Slager says he misses Metroid. It's coming soon.
We need another damn Metroid. We need more Metroids. We need the platforming 2D and the 3D Metroid Primes.
Freak 5 is exiled, but I have to read this one. I normally don't read these horrible comments.
If you have a 3DS, you could pick up Metroid Returns, which is a remake of Metroid 2.
Freak 5 says, LOL, is Bernie going to give Frank a happy ending on her OnlyFans? How dare you, Freak 5. It's like a platform, like a social media. Like,
oh, whatever. No. You know what that is. Everybody knows what OnlyFans is.
I do not.
she doesn't have an OnlyFans, Freak 5. How dare you?
Speaking of OnlyFans, this reminds me of something I found out on Twitter a while ago. But there was a story where some woman sent her kids to a Catholic school. The kids got expelled because she was on OnlyFans, and they found out.
Oh, boy.
Let's punish the children, even though mom's doing something that's none of your goddamn business.
Exactly. I don't understand, like, why she wants her kids so badly to go to a Catholic school, though.
That too.
Yeah.
Like, when the school is telling her kids that she is a bad parent, why would she want them to go there?
Why would she? Yeah, exactly. Don't pay for that bullshit education.
Well, she didn't find out until later. But why did you send them knowing that might eventually happen?
I read the article, and she was looking to get them into another Catholic school.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, she specifically wants to get them into Catholic school.
That is,
because some people believe in the insane idea that Catholic schools are the best education and learning environments.
It's
a Catholic school. I'm thinking that they're teaching, whether or not they're Jesuits. If they aren't Jesuits, the teaching quality will be questionable because they might omit certain things.
Either that, or she is really heavily into pedophilia, because Catholic Church and all. But anyways, we need to move on here. Let me read chat.
Before we move on, Freak says, sorry, Bernie, I didn't know you hadn't told Frank about your OnlyFans.
How dare you, Freak 5.
How dare you, Freak 5.
How dare you.
Yeah.
Slagar says, I want to see a new Metroid like Titanfall. God, that would be really good, Slagar. That's a good suggestion. Okay, guys, here's another.
I'm tired of them promising Metroid Prime. Every year I hear there's going to be a new Metroid Prime announced, and there's never a new Metroid Prime.
Not every year. It's more like Metroid Prime 4 still hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Every other year, something.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, here we go, guys. Final Fantasy VI versus Mega Man X. Eric, you get the honors. You go first.
I'm going to go with Final Fantasy VI.
What say you, Breakman?
I have to go Final Fantasy VI. Sorry, Mega Man. Final Fantasy VI is my favorite game.
Oh, Final Fantasy VI is so good. It's a clean sweep.
X4 is my favorite Mega Man X game.
X going to give it to you, Wyland.
Nice.
How dare you, Wyland. All right, here we go. I drank so much whiskey in Mega Man, Slagar says. So there you go. Super Mario RPG.
Did he take a shot every time he lost?
Super Mario.
Yeah, I need to know what he's talking about. Like, drink whiskey. Like, what? When you fight a, every time you fight a boss, you down a bottle. Or...
Jesus Christ, you'd be so drunk in that game because that's all you pretty much do.
Drake is a fake fan. Oh,
don't play a drinking game with Golden Ghost. You'll be dead within an hour.
Wyland giving break grief is like the highlight of my day. I take back one of your exiles, Wyland, so you're no longer in the lead.
That hurts too.
Yeah. Those poor kids need to move schools because all their friends have probably seen those pictures now. Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
okay,
that's another thing. Like, you wouldn't want to be in class with kids that have seen your mom naked.
Right.
Because like, they're never going to let it fucking go.
Right. All right, next matchup here, guys. Super Mario RPG versus Chrono Trigger. I'm going to go first on this one. These are both great games, but I'm going Chrono Trigger the only way that I could go on this. You, Breakman?
Yeah, I don't actually think it's that close. I think Chrono Trigger is just a far superior game.
You,
Chrono
Eric?
Chrono Trigger is just I think it was, like Final Fantasy VI, I think Super Metroid, Final Fantasy VI, and Chrono Trigger, I think, maximized the power of the Super Nintendo.
I think you're right. What say you?
I don't know about that. I think there's some other games that we didn't get that push it further.
Okay. In America.
In America. That's the caveat. All right, Eric, what are you picking?
I'm gonna have to go with Chrono Trigger.
I think that's also a clean sweep, even though Super Mario RPG is a fantastic game and worthy of being in the final eight. It just happened to run up against a buzzsaw.
Yeah, it goes up against something that I think, like I said, I think it's just a superior game.
All right, speaking of superior games, we're down to the final four. Final Fantasy VI versus Chrono Trigger. I'm going to go first on this one, guys. Oh, boy. I think this is the toughest two matchups that we've had. Chrono Trigger versus Final Fantasy VI, man. Oh, God. I'm going to take an L.
Unless you're fully powered, like if you're playing New Game Plus, you're going to get fucking owned, but, you know, that option's there.
I think I'm going to take an El Paso on this one. Break, what say you?
Wait, you're not voting? Is this what's happening? You're not going to vote? We're on link. Which one? What are we doing? I'm not paying attention.
Final Fantasy VI versus Chrono Trigger.
Final Fantasy VI and Chrono Trigger. Chrono Trigger was a masterpiece of two companies, the two biggest RPG makers at the time for consoles.
It was, because I thought it was just Square.
Well, Square and Enix, right?
No.
Enix
had not any involvement with it. And Akira Toriyama
I'm not saying the company. I'm saying the people that worked with that company were involved in it.
Yeah. They weren't, some people. Because Enix was still a completely separately run company at that point.
Yeah. We got disconnected. I don't know what the hell happened.
Although then. I think maybe Yuji Horii had something to do with the script at some point, but again, he doesn't really work for Square Enix. He just works with Square Enix.
Yeah. Okay, we're back. I don't know what the hell happened there, guys, but we got disconnected. So luckily everybody's still in there, so that's a good thing. Nobody left. But we're down to the final two matchups. Final Fantasy VI versus Chrono Trigger. I'm going to do an El Paso on this one. Breakman, what say you?
Let me see here. Chrono Trigger is a 1995 role-playing video game developed and published by Square for the Super Nintendo. Chrono Trigger's development team included three designers that Square dubbed the Dream Team: Hironobu Sakaguchi, the creator of Square Enix's successful Final Fantasy series; Yuji Horii, the freelance designer and creator of Enix's popular Dragon Quest series; Eric.
Yeah, but he didn't work for it.
He's worked on this game, as I said. The creator of Square's successful... Oh, I already said that. Akira Toriyama, also.
What are you picking, Break? Jesus Christ,
I'm just waiting for Eric to say I was right, because I'm reading the wiki.
Only you're not, because he didn't work for Square. He didn't work for Enix. He didn't even work for Square. He said, like you said, he was a freelancer.
But he still worked on the damn game, Eric!
Yeah,
but he said it was a combination of two companies.
Oh, dear Lord. What are you picking, Break?
I'm picking Final Fantasy.
Okay, you, Eric?
I'm going along with Chrono Trigger because it's a much easier to pick up and play game.
Of course you guys would leave this up to me. Jesus Christ. I'm going to go with what chat says because, man, I can't fucking pick. They're so good. Final Fantasy VI versus Chrono goddamn Trigger.
We've only got one vote in chat so far.
Plus, Final Fantasy VI had a lot of crippling bugs. And its localization wasn't as good as it could have been.
Oh, my God, man. Okay. I'm going to hate myself for doing this, I think. Fuck, man. It's so hard.
Telling you to vote against me in chat, by the way.
Go against fake man. Wayland says.
Fake man. Fake Man's a character in Mega Man, by the way.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with Chrono Trigger, okay? But with the caveat that I think Final Fantasy VI is just as good a game as Chrono Trigger and deserves better. But I have to pick one. So I'm going to go against
Break Man. Before you make your final vote, let me point out one thing. Like, these both have great cast of heroes. Like, we can agree... They're likable heroes in both games.
Yes.
Who's got the better villain, though? Kefka, by far, is one of the most all-time great villains, whereas yes. Chrono Trigger gives you Lavos, who is
yes, but
the most forgettable villain in history.
But, Breakman, here's the other thing that you got to take into consideration. It had the time jump thing, where you could just, you know, go through, you know, jump through time periods and stuff.
And it, but you'd still fight Lavos at the end. It was still the same stupid villain at the end of this game, who was no personality, no nothing. It was just... It basically
yeah, but there are lots of other supporting villains, so... Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying, like, the main... Well, there are a lot of supporting villains in Final Fantasy also, but I'm saying the main villain, just Final Fantasy got the better villain.
Okay, you convinced me, Breakman.
I don't even think Lavos is capable of speech.
I know, it's like it's a parasite, basically. The final villain of Chrono Trigger is a fucking parasite.
Okay, you convinced me, I'm still going
but,
with Chrono
Trigger.
But like
I said, it's a much easier to pick up and play game, and it's not too long. And yeah. And its difficulty level is such that you can just get through it.
Yeah.
I'm just going Chrono Trigger because Final Fantasy. I mean, it's so close to me, guys. Like, I could have picked either one, but A, I'm going against Breakman, which is always fun.
And all the different endings, Freak says, and like Eric was saying, you could play like you can play a long game, you can play a short game.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the cool things about Chrono Trigger. There's so many options playing it.
Yeah, you
Whereas
could.
Final Fantasy VI is pretty straightforward.
You could go straight to the final boss and actually. I think you could actually win
also,
that.
Also, I think the second half, the back end of Final Fantasy VI is not paced well.
Yeah. Okay, so we decided it's Chrono Trigger barely by the razor thin margin that it is, because Final Fantasy VI is probably my favorite Final Fantasy game of all time.
Anything they learned from Final Fantasy VI when they made Chrono Trigger.
Yeah. All right. The next matchup, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past versus Super Metroid. I'm going to go with Breakman first.
These are both storytelling action games. I'd really say these are both action RPGs. Super Metroid is very much an RPG. It has a lot of RPG elements.
Yeah, you're not leveling up, but you're getting like more weapons and stuff like that.
That allow you to access into other areas and fight better against different enemies and stuff like that, yeah. And whereas Zelda's kind of more straightforward, like you get the heart containers and magic. Zelda's got this more colorful lightheartedness to it, you know, where it's meant for really anybody to play. But Super Metroid, like I said, I think it's one of the best storytelling games I've seen without using words.
Okay.
Like, it has its opening monologue, right? But after that, like the things like you'll meet like the aliens that are trying to that are on this dying planet and they're trying to escape, you know, you can help out. Or at the end, the Metroid comes to sacrifice itself to save Samus.
Yeah.
At that point, it grown to know Samus is like a. You know, like a mother, right, basically.
Yeah.
And the biggest tragedy of all in Super Metroid is the fact that because of her actions, the home world of the people who raised her when she was a child has been blown up.
Freak says Link to the Past, but are you saying Super Metroid, Break?
I'm going Super Metroid, yeah.
What say you, Eric?
I mean, and there's a lot. I'll say there's probably more gameplay in Link to the Past because of the dark world and such, like you flipping between those, which is a really cool thing. Back then, you know, it's like, oh, this is the same map. It's just, oh, you flipped it. Now it's evil. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now why am I a fucking bunny? What the fuck is this? But Metroid.
Yeah.
I'm going with Metroid.
Wow. I was going to pick Metroid, but now that you guys did that, I'll be the good guy and I'll pick Link to the Past. But Super Metroid moves on. I'm really surprised, guys, that you guys picked Super Metroid over Link to the Past. I thought it was going to be me versus you guys. But Super Metroid really is one of those once-in-a-lifetime types games. Slagar says rigged.
Who wasn't sad to see the Metroid, which was one of the villains of the original game?
Yes.
Who wasn't sad to see the baby Metroid die?
It was surprising. They kind of put it on its ear. All right, guys. So we're down to this, Super Metroid versus Chrono Trigger to determine the greatest SNES game of all time. I'll go first. I'm going with Super Metroid.
Blasphemy. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going with Super Metroid because I think Super Metroid is one of the greatest games of all time, not just Super NES games. I'm assuming you're picking Chrono Trigger, Breakman, right?
I'm thinking.
Okay, you're thinking. Let's go to Eric. Eric, what are you picking?
Chrono Trigger.
Ooh, it's up to you, Breakman. Everybody's gonna either love or hate you.
They already hate me.
What are you picking?
I don't know. I gotta think about this one. There's so many good elements to them. Chrono Trigger, you could play multiple times and get different experiences as you play it. Metroid's mm-hmm. gonna be the same game every time you play it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a mother brain in Chrono Trigger.
But not as cool as the one in Super. But you know,
no, not as cool as the one Captain N cartoon.
Wait, that's true.
Wait.
Slagar says he's good with Metroid. Freak says Chrono, so that doesn't make your job any easier, Break. What you picking?
I know, they're both good. I'm thinking, Frank, stop pressing my button.
Just imagine if Captain N went through the Super.
There's only one right answer, Break.
And then Mother Brain got a makeover. She's giant monster version for the end of Super Metroid.
I kind of want to see like a Captain N nowadays just to see how bad it would be. Just kind of like what somebody's impressions of Captain N now would be. We'd have like Bayonetta. She'd be like short and have blonde hair, like short length blonde hair.
No. She'd be as small as Kirby with Bayonetta copy.
All right.
Something terrible. Okay, so
I can't believe Breakman decides.
No, you're saying that, but somebody might actually take it more seriously this time.
Oh, what's it gonna be, Chad?
I mean,
what's it gonna
be? Cool. If somebody wanted to do like a serious Captain N, like and you know treat the games with respect, I'd be down for that.
We're talking about Super Nintendo games, and they're talking about Captain N here. Jesus Christ, guys. What's wrong with you, Breakman?
Still, like, I'm trying
Super
to jump...
Captain N with Super Nintendo.
You're trying to avoid the question, Breakman.
And I am, and I'm successful so far. let me see here. Chrono Trigger's got more replayability, which is kind of making me lean toward it, but even with all the story elements and everything in Chrono Trigger, like, just... The story of Metroid kind of is just more impactful, I think, just the way they did it.
Yeah.
With the baby Metroid sacrificing self like that, and you're like, no, not baby Metroid.
Yep.
Oh, you're not as cute as baby Yoda. We don't even know you baby Yoda yet. It's been several years.
Wait, Breakman, this might sway you. The baby Metroid was like baby Yoda before baby Yoda was baby Yoda.
Right. This is first tournament he hasn't left, Slagar says. Yeah.
Slagar, this is the first tournament I didn't leave halfway through. How dare you, Slagar. Gotta stick around.
Thanks, MXT. This is such a hard decision.
I know, man.
I think Chrono Trigger is going to be more accessible than Metroid, but I don't think Metroid was particularly a hard game.
Oh, so you got Slagar might leaving pretty soon if you don't hurry the fuck up, Breakman.
I see right now I'm kind of leaning towards Metroid as far as like personal taste, but like I'm seeing Eric's arguments for Chrono Trigger being the better game.
MXT says Zelda jobbed to Metroid, so does that sway you? Metroid got past Link to the Past.
No, doesn't do anything.
He had to take a poop, so there you go.
So he's telling me to pick what?
What's, I don't know.
But brown. I don't know any brown characters in there.
Neither one. Yeah.
I
love this. It's on break, man. Everybody's gonna blame you. If,
I know. I can't decide because this is so.
I mean, either way, either Eric or I is gonna be pissed at you. So you know.
I am going. I'm thinking. You know what? I played a lot more Chrono Trigger than Super Metroid. And that's for. Metroid was a great game, but as I said, it was like you play it through it once, and it's like you know the whole game. You've experienced it once. Whereas Chrono Trigger gives you so many different options to experience. And cool little things, like you could, if for instance, because it's a time-traveling game, if you loot treasure chests in the past, you go to the future and those treasure chests aren't there. But if you wait and loot them in the future, then you can go loot them in the past too. Which I always liked. So, Chrono Trigger.
How dare you? How dare you? But it is worthy. Chrono Trigger, I will admit. I don't know if it's better than Super Metroid. How dare you, Breakman? Chrono Trigger is the greatest SNES game of all time. So, Slagar says on a side note, I'm scheduled for my back. So that's good. Slagar, congrats, man. That's good. So Chrono Trigger.
I hope Ohio can, you know, give me a vaccine.
Yeah.
So all right, go ahead and you can go ahead and flame me in chat. Let's do it. Let's get this over with.
Let's flame Breakman because he picked wrong. Even though Chrono Trigger is a great game, Super Metroid is greater. But you know, I tried. Slagar says
we
Chrono.
Can send
fine.
Breakman to robot hell.
Well, Slagar's happy.
You could do to me like they did the Robo in that game, made him wait in this one town for like 1,000 years.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I don't think that's a bad choice, even though, you know, my personal opinion, I think Super Metroid is probably the greatest game of all time. But Chrono Trigger, not far behind. I don't think anybody's going to be pissed off at that.
I think there's only one flaw with the Super Metroid, and is that it's a little clunky at times.
Yeah. I guess.
Say, like, if you think about, like, Chrono Trigger, Robo, like, he had really bad friends. Like, they just fucking left him in that one time period, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you just stay here.
MXT is
work for
MXT
us.
Is
you're
pissed.
A robot, and you'll die.
Yeah, you're fine. You can do the work for 1,000 years.
Freak says Frank was right. I know I'm right. MXT says...
That's not what happened, though. He volunteered.
I know.
MXT says, I'm pissed. Power Rangers didn't get a fair shake, MXT says. So, yeah. Okay.
That wasn't in this one, was it? I don't think we had a... What are you doing to us, MXT? Why are you rigging the vote, huh?
Yeah, why are you rigging it, damn it?
These are good SNES games, not licensed trash. I mean, I like Power Rangers, but it doesn't change the fact that it's licensed trash.
Okay, guys, we got a little bit of business to do before we get out of here. We each got to pick, like, what our next month's tournament is going to be in a poll. I got my choice. My choice is greatest candy of all time, or candy bar. That's my choice.
I wish I could... have a Mars bar. I never had those.
Oh God, Mars is good. I don't even know that. I haven't seen a Mars bar.
They do sell them, but they're like probably closer.
I didn't forget, Freak Five. It's not a correction.
He didn't forget. He just
dare you.
What was it? Casually disremembered. Maybe.
All right. So mine is gonna be greatest candy or candy bar of all time. What's yours, Break?
I couldn't think of anything. I'm gonna go with the same one I had last month. Greatest Mario game of all time.
Okay, and what say you, Eric?
Well, I had my vote for the Super Sega Genesis and Mega Drive game.
Okay, so those are the three choices. We got one from chat that we could throw in there for shits and grins. Slagar says, I think I like Metroid better only because I think I bought that first and had more time on it before Chrono. Super Metroid is just, I think it's all these games. Look, Final Fantasy VI, Chrono Trigger, Super Metroid, Link to the Past. You can even go, you know, to the other ones.
I'm looking at the games on here. Like, the worst game on this list is maybe Kirby. And that's saying a lot if that's the worst game on this list.
Right. And that's, I mean, that's a great game, too. So, I mean, there's no... We had no bad games all the way through. And you know, I think we all knew
greatest
that...
Greatest video game character. Ooh, I'm changing mine to that. I'm going with that one. Greatest video game character.
Well, then we'll only do three this week. Greatest video game character... greatest candy bar / candy of all time, or greatest Genesis / Mega Drive game of all time. Those are.
I just want you to know if we do candy bars and Mounds or Almond Joy. Or
Almond Joy is good. Damn it!
I'm only mentioning Mega Drive because that's what it used to be called everywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah, they got a cooler name for it everywhere else, didn't they?
Yeah, Genesis is a good name.
Mega. This thing is mega, and we get over here, it's the Genesis.
I like the Genesis.
Which it was just stupid because we did get the Master System, and Genesis implies a beginning, so it was like, what? What is the beginning of?
Okay, so make sure you guys go to our poll.
Was it because the actual music group was popular and they wanted to hook people with that or something?
Yeah. All right, you guys out there, go to right after the show or close to it, I'm guessing, Break will have a poll on the @RPGrinders Twitter handle. You guys go vote on it, and that's what we will start next month. So it's either going to be greatest candy / candy bar of all time, greatest video game character of all time, or greatest Genesis / Mega Drive game of all time. So there you go. Oh, typical Freak Pipe says, white man stealing a black man's idea. Breakman, what do you have to say for you? How do you know Breakman's white, Freak Five? You've never seen Breakman. You don't know if he's black, white, brown,
purple.
You don't know.
I'm pretty sure he has. You did the you did that challenge 1 year and you have the video.
He didn't see it. He didn't
it
see
it.
Dare you.
<That's
famous. laughs> All right.
I hired somebody.
Yeah. Okay, guys. That's going to do it. We need to do our plugs and all that good fun stuff. So, Breakman, plug away.
I got my Microgenesis right over here.
That's mini.
Slagar says, from right here, I can see my Genesis. So, there you
go. Mine still is in my box. I haven't taken it out, but I'm waiting for, like, just the day I get a hankering for it, and I'll play the game.
There you go.
I was playing with my sister. Growing up, she had a Genesis. Like, me and my brother had Nintendo. She had Sega.
She had the superior version of Mortal Kombat then.
Yeah. I don't think she had Mortal Kombat. No, she did. Mm. Yeah. Played a lot of Booker Man, though.
MXT says, I'd like to again plug my OnlyFans. None of you cheap bastards had signed up since last week, so I figured I will try again. So there you go. Go check out MXT's OnlyFans.
He'll
perform
like
sex acts.
Some
for
of the
you.
Things that were on the website, like the. You couldn't see any pictures of video, like it's locked out. You gotta get a subscription or something. But like the little titles of some of those, like goat on man or something like that. I just wasn't really into that kind of thing.
Yeah, you got to think of
like right.
You've got to be kind of like family friendly MXT. You know, you got to do stuff like man kisses woman. So it's like sort of intriguing. You don't know what you're getting into, and then
there was one of those like 30 mannequin orgy. I don't even know what that is.
Oh God! Freak Five is exiled. I'll just say that. Okay, what are your plugs, Break?
Oh my God! I just looked at that.
How dare
is
you?
That an exile.
Exiled sons of bitches.
You can call me at Break _ Man or at RP Grinders, or you can ask Dear Break Man a question. We'll tell you how to save the world, win the lottery, and have
telling,
a dead body.
Are you
in
telling me that MXT's OnlyFans is all Power Rangers porn?
I've got breaking news, guys. Bernie just passed me a paper here. It says Bernie does not have an OnlyFans. She has an OnlyFrank website. So there you go. And it's only for me, so that's it. There you go. It's morphin' time, MXT says. Any other plugs, Breakman?
You didn't miss that, did you?
I did miss it.
I booed it. Okay.
How
anyway,
dare you?
No, that's it.
Sons of bitches, man. All of you. Especially you, Breakman. All right, Eric. You're up.
You could find reviews on sites I write for called Boston Bastard Brigade. And you can listen to some of my audio reviews. I've only got one so far, but there'll be more in the future. But I didn't get to anything this week, but I've just been in a writer's block. And just having the motivation to write anything is hard.
Yeah.
Especially when work takes so much out of me. I'm definitely going to take time this weekend because I'm going to finally finish some things up. But if you like what I've written or whatever audio review I've got up, you can go to my Patreon account and support me. Sending me a little dollar there would help a lot. And if you want the link to my Patreon, it's in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
Bravely Default 2 is out. Persona 5 Strikers S is out. Persona 5 Strikers. And next week, no, 2 weeks from now, Control Ultimate Edition Physical Release is out.
Okay. Freak 5's talking about some weird sex idea that he has about a smart car or some shit, but... Okay. I want to plug my Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. Just search RP Grinders. RPG is capitalized for wherever it matters. I want to thank everybody that was in chat. We had a lively chat today. Let's see. Freak 5 was in there. MXT was in there. Commander Root. F-Top Payer was in there. Welcome. And thanks for joining. Wyland, our good friend Wyland. Lemon Juice 12. Lemon Juices 12. Rubber Slayer and our good friend Slagar was in there. And actually, Slagar stayed till the end. So thanks, Slagar, for staying till the end. We didn't make him puke this night. So MXT says, movie night will live again, I promise. MXT, stay tuned, man, because I'm looking at this Watch Together thing, and we just might have something going here, because this isn't tied to anything. It doesn't create videos. So these are just rooms that we can all sit here and... I'll give you guys the link, and then we can watch movies. So that might work.
I know what the first movie should be.
What should the first movie? Bernie says the first movie should be...
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So maybe. If we get this set up, then we might do that. So there we go.
I suggest we do the Texas Chainsaw Massacre porn parody.
Okay. I didn't know that there was such a thing, but awesome. And
there's a porn parody of everything, dude.
Yeah.
Almost everything.
Smart Car Show. Wasn't that Automan?
There's Pokemon.
Kickboxer 2? It couldn't even be Kickboxer 1 NXT?
Yes,
Jesus Christ, man.
There was Avengers porn, I remember.
Avengers porn? Jesus, man. Oh, Tex Ass Chainsaw Massacre. There you go. Jesus Christ, MXT, you're awful. Okay. Anything else, gents?
If there is a way to make it porn, we will find it.
All right.
I meant people. I meant humanity. I didn't mean us personally.
Yeah, no. Nobody wants to see RP Grinders porn unless it's like...
That came out wrong. I meant like
three hot stand-ins.
Find a way to make it dirty. It's not RP Grinders.
Unless it's like three hot chick stand-ins, then I'd be all for that. So there you go. Okay. You didn't get a chance to listen to the new intro break, but we got a kind of a tweaked outro intro, a little bit better, not as screechy. So here we go. All right, everybody, stay safe out there. We want to see you back here next week.
I won't interrupt it because I want to listen this time.
Okay, there you go. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see
this right now.
You son of a bitch, man.
I'm done. Okay.
God damn it. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody.